Bodega Bay's place in American cultural history was cemented when Alfred Hitchcock filmed The Birds there in 1963. So it's natural that a newly published murder mystery set in and around the West County town would incorporate the movie in its plotline. The Body in Bodega Bay is the second mystery novel written by Betsy Drane and Michael Hindon, two retired English professors from the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
We like writing about places we love. And we've been vacationing out in Bodega Bay for many years, so we just love that area.
And they drew inspiration from the locale, adds Betsy.
It was the place that directed our imaginations and helped us to develop the whole plot and the themes of the book and the atmosphere of the book. Knowing that bay and walking it, seeing the hole in the head and seeing the sight of the Brenner Farm from The Birds, we got our ideas about what's going to happen next.
The starting point for the new book was an actual event inside the bay.
A couple of winters ago, a sailboat had broken away from its mooring and it was stuck in the mudflats of the harbor, leaning to its side, and it was there all winter. Every time we went outside, we saw it. And one day I said, what if they discovered a body on that boat? That might be a good way to begin a new book, and that was the start of it.
Also, in keeping with the location, the storyline and their mystery revolves around a triptych of very old Russian Orthodox icons, inspired in part by a visit to Fort Ross.
In the little chapel, there were niches for icons. The people who came over from Russia to help in the fur trading, they had brought from Russia their icons that were important to their families and had them there in the chapel. So that's why we decided on that.
Drane and Hindon's protagonists are also a married couple. Their names are Nora Barnes and Toby Sandler. He's an antiques dealer while she teaches art history. But similarities between the real and fictional pairs reflect a measure of creative license.
Younger, sexier, healthier, and smarter.
Sort of idealized us.
It is Nora who tells their stories.
We each wanted it to be the other's voice because we wouldn't have as much responsibility. And we literally tossed a coin. It came out me.
And the actual art expertise is mostly Michael's.
We both were interested in art all our lives, but Michael was involved in an integrative liberal studies program. And in that program, he taught a course on art and literature. So the English degree allowed him to be writing the literature, and he just picked up the art content.
The authors share the writing equitably, taking turns drafting 10 to 15 page sections. But that process is guided by a detailed outline they prepare at the outset.
We work out together, usually over a wonderful dinner and a glass of wine, what the plot is going to be, and spend a couple of months doing that before we start writing. So you kind of can trust to put the other person to work on a chapter where you know it has to get so-and-so killed and it has to get so-and-so made a suspect.
That process also allowed them ample time to research antique Russian iconography, study that is amply shared with readers, even as it helps unravel the plot. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.